Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey guys, husband here. Before we hop into the podcast, I just wanted to mention that we tried to do a live podcast on YouTube last night, and we did, but the audio quality is not the best, and I do want to apologize for that up front. Hopefully we will get this under control for the next episode. In the meantime, bear with us, and I apologize for the bad audio. So enjoy, or not.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick? And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Where the hell we are and how the fuck we got here.
Well, we just got done reading Ezekiel chapter 1 and holy fucking shit. I mean, what even was that crap?
It was a fever dream.
Fucking, there was something in the sky.
Like a spaceship?
With four heads of different animals. There was wheels with eyeballs on it.
And within wheels.
Within wheels. And lightning, and I think there might have been drugs involved. I'm really not sure what we read, because it was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
This guy thinks it's God, so...
Yeah, well...
And they called it a prophecy, but I feel like it was more of a vision than a prophecy. And even vision, I think, is doing some heavy lifting there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like the guy was just off his rocker, but that's just me.
Well, I think that this chapter we're going to get into is going to be like the follow-up, and then God said.
Yeah, okay, so, all right.
That's my impression.
But right.
I haven't read it yet.
Before we go on here, I do want to mention that we are doing this episode live on YouTube for one of our first times ever. We have done some dabbling in this field before, but
unsuccessfully.
Never... Unsuccessfully. I think this one is maybe going to be successful.
Is it going to
so
stick?
We'd love for you guys to join us on the next foray into this. Definitely get over to our YouTube channel and subscribe if you haven't already. Mm-hmm. So you can be informed when these things do go live. Generally, they're probably going to be around 9 or 10 o'clock at night on the weekdays. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was Ezekiel chapter 1.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that in our podcast today, we're getting into
Ezekiel chapter 2.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, so we are jumping into chapter 2 of Ezekiel.
Okay.
After that crazy chapter 1, are you ready to go?
I am. Yeah, that was nutty, and now I'm ready to see what is going to follow that up because...
Well, dude fell prostrate on his face when he saw all that crazy shit happening in the sky.
As you might if you saw all that happening in the sky, because what he described was, it was crazy.
Yes,
I'd be a little bit taken aback too. So,
well, he ended the previous chapter saying something like, and then God spoke or something like that. Something to that effect.
That's right. Oh, so, yeah. Now God is getting ready to speak right now. Yes.
And right. I wanted to recap that a little bit because it starts off, he said to me.
Okay. So like, God
yes.
said to Ezekiel.
Yes. He said to me, son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
As he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me.
Oh, okay.
From inside my ears.
So now God is embodying Ezekiel.
He's literally up in him.
Okay.
Okay.
And he was down on the ground.
Ezekiel
and now
was.
God brought him to his feet. Okay.
Which is interesting because in the last chapter, Ezekiel was like, I saw the face and it was cray.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you were laying face down. How did you see it? Did you see it before you went face down?
Yeah, so, I don't know.
That's just me being persnickety there.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So,
right.
All right. He said, son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me, you know, as rebels do.
Yeah. Wasn't he already with the Israelites?
Like
he was part of the in the exile type deal?
Yeah, but he's saying that he's going to send him hither and yon. He wants Ezekiel to deliver this message to all of the Israelites that are in captivity, as well as all of the Israelites that have been scattered to the winds.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like there's some that are in Egypt. There's some that are still in Jerusalem. Like the dregs.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Of society are still down there.
Yep.
So he's saying, go forth and say my message.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They and their ancestors have been in revolt against me to this very day. Because you're revolting. that was a wifeism.
I think revolt is a strong word, though. They were revolting in the sense that they were worshiping other gods. Worshiping other gods is even like a little bit too strong, I feel like.
Yeah. I think you're right. Revolting is the wrong verb. They were, that would indicate that they actually gave a shit.
Right.
I don't think they did.
No, they're like, whatever God can give me, whatever, I'm going to worship at it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask it to give me the things that I need. I need rain. I need crops. I need, you know, not to die from somebody attacking me. And so far God is just doing the bad shit to me. So I'm just going to worship something else because.
Well, so-and-so
he's kind
said
of a
that
dick.
If I pray to this God over here, that brings the rain. So why not give that a try?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I think the revolt is the wrong word there.
I agree.
You're right.
I agree.
The people to whom, this is God speaking still,
okay,
the people to whom I am sending you are obstinate and stubborn. I will give him that. They are. They are obstinate and stubborn.
Again, I'm gonna push back a little bit there.
Okay.
Because when we've discussed it in the past, we've mentioned that they don't even really feel like they care that much, right? Like they aren't that affected
by this god because they have all these other gods. There's lots of shit going on in their lives.
They clearly don't have a lot of fear of this guy.
Right, yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. Yeah. They don't seem to fear this god with the amount of fear that he wants them to fear
him
with. And
he keeps saying, fear me, and they're like, meh.
Right, yeah, they're like, ah, well.
I mean, you're just as scary as any other, right. Which ain't much.
Sure.
Say to them, this is God again, say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. You know, say to them, I says.
Yeah, yeah.
And whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are a rebellious people, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Mm. So that means that he's saying whatever the reception is, don't worry about that. That's not the main point here. The main point is that whatever their reaction is, you are delivering this message so that they can't say later that they weren't told.
Okay. I get that, but this is the problem I have with this. And he's saying that they will know that the Lord sent him, right?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Yeah, we talked about this with Jeremiah as well. There's all kinds of false prophets running around. And if you're living during that time, how the fuck are you supposed to tell one from the other? They both look like dudes living down the street from you.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
I don't get it. I literally don't get it.
I don't either. It doesn't make a lot of sense because you're supposed to believe this one guy who is one amongst many, as you said,
mm-hmm.
who may or may not be telling you the truth because there's other people saying different things.
And there's lots of politics happening too. Like with Jeremiah, we suspected that he was probably a double agent for Babylon.
Right.
So, I mean, how's a normal person supposed to know who's really speaking for God, who doesn't have politics in their back pocket, who is actually telling me? So I think that these people are being unfairly judged, pretending for a minute that there even is a God judging them.
Sure. And it could be easily solved if God would just come down and speak to the people.
The people instead of persons.
Right. He could solve this whole thing and like prove his existence and there wouldn't be any question anymore.
Right.
You know, like he always has to talk through these prophets.
This one person secluded, no witnesses.
Right. Like, yeah.
That's not suspicious.
Who's apparently having a fever dream.
Right.
Like, and this isn't just exclusive to Ezekiel, really.
Right.
Like Moses, you could say the same thing. Like the shit that Moses did up on the mountain.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was nuts.
It really was.
And
yep.
I don't take a lot of stock in the message here because you're having to believe one person.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And this one person isn't any more believable than any of the other dudes running around town.
Definitely.
And you, son of man, God continues.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid of them or their words. Okay, I'm going to push back. I know I keep pausing in between every sentence, but
right.
I want to push back on that because Jeremiah got thrown into a goddamn pit.
Right.
And was beat.
He almost got killed.
Prior to that, he was stuck in a torture device in those stocks. So I'm sorry. You can be maybe a little bit afraid of them and their words. Maybe, okay, still go deliver the message,
sure.
But I think it's perfectly natural to have a little bit of fear of these fucks.
Right.
You know, they weren't exactly peaceful and loving.
And to be fair, I mean, when we did research into this, there's a good chance that Ezekiel got killed by Israelites.
You mean
Jeremiah.
No,
yeah, Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Got killed by Israelites.
Stoned.
Right.
Stoned to death.
So
like, in Egypt.
God kept telling Jeremiah that he was going to have his back.
Yeah.
And that he was going to protect him and he just needed to go out there and speak the word. But then, according to many accounts,
mm-hmm.
Jeremiah died in the desert running away from Babylon
mm-hmm.
towards Egypt when they thought he was a double agent and
mm-hmm.
they stoned him to death.
Yeah.
Like that is an actual one of the very highly thought possibilities.
Very plausible.
Very plausible
mm-hmm.
things that could have happened to Jeremiah. And I'm like, so God didn't protect him. God fucked him over.
Yeah.
Even though he was God's servant, according to the Bible.
Right.
According to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So,
and Baruch and all the other dudes
that
took up the writing in his stead.
Yes. Yes. So again, Ezekiel has a good reason to be.
Well,
in my opinion.
That happened after his time, I believe, or after this moment.
Yes.
So he wouldn't know that, but.
Right.
I'm here to say, having read this, it's okay if you're afraid, dude.
Right.
You know, I'm here to be that voice of reason.
Sure.
Don't believe God. It's okay if you're scared. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are all around you and you live among scorpions.
Mm.
be afraid. Sorry.
Right.
Do not be afraid of what they say or be terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people. I mean, I just think that's a terrible message. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say don't be afraid. I would say, you know, hold firm to your message or be brave in spite of all the hardships you're going to endure in the coming days.
Sure. Like,
that would make better sense than even when they're like threatening your life and torturing you. Don't be afraid. Like, what? That's not something you can help, though.
No.
Like, bravery is not a lack of fear. You know, right, bravery right. Is being scared and still doing the thing.
Yeah. Totally.
So this is dumb. The whole message is dumb.
Yeah.
You must speak my words to them, continues God.
Right.
Whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are rebellious.
Boy, he likes that word in this chapter.
Yeah, he keeps repeating that.
They are very rebellious, apparently.
Are they rebellious? Did they rebel?
I think they rebelled.
They might be rebels.
Yep, they're pretty rebellious, those guys.
But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious people.
Oh, my God. This right? word.
Yeah.
Fuck.
If I wasn't sick of it, I
needed to pull out a goddamn thesaurus here.
Yes, they do. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. I mean, no thank you.
If someone asks you to open your mouth and eat what they give you, don't fucking do it. Unless you really want to.
You say
but
no.
Don't do it.
Yeah. When you walk into a room. And there's a little table and there's a little cake that says eat me and a little bottle that says drink me. We've all seen that story. We've all read that book. We know what's going to happen. Don't do it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Then I looked and I saw a hand stretched out to me. In it was a scroll which he unrolled before me. On both sides of it were written words of lament and mourning and woe.
Oh.
Low, woe, woe.
Low, woe, woe.
Lots of woe.
Yeah.
Woe unto them. The end.
So God is now handing Ezekiel a scroll?
It's a magic scroll. What? So, okay. I have a few notes. Let's see if I can add anything to clear up what's happening.
Okay. All right. Okay? Yeah.
So, as we know, Ezekiel was commanded and enabled to stand to
right. God
receive that message.
Ezekiel mm-hmm. and made yeah. him stand. Sure.
And then Ezekiel, having been overwhelmed with the glorious vision in the previous chapter,
that was a
one,
glorious vision. That was a fucking glorious. Terrifying vision.
Yeah,
what it was.
I totally agree with you. He's now strengthened and comforted because God is in him.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
God's like, they're there, baby. They're
I guess
there.
It's all in how you view what you're seeing, right?
Yeah. So then Ezekiel is commissioned to declare to that rebellious house of Israel mm-hmm. the terrible judgment. That would very shortly be coming upon the whole land. And if they failed to repent, you know, this is what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me stop you for just a second. This isn't Ezekiel. We went over some of this the last chapter, I think, but isn't mm-hmm. Ezekiel down in Babylon with the exiles that went there earlier on?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in the second wave of those scooped up by Babylon.
So
yes.
He's assuming that they can still fix what's come, like this is him pitching mm-hmm. his story.
Yes.
Trying to say we can still fix what's coming down the pike here.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
From afar.
Yeah.
But this is the message.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm just trying to check here.
Nope. You got it.
Time frames and all that kind of shit is all fucked up.
And that's why I put that time frame together in the last chapter because
right.
I was like, hang on. When was this?
Yeah.
I was so confused.
Right.
So yes, you have the right of it.
Okay. All right.
So with a gracious assurance to Ezekiel that God would be constantly with him while executing the difficult duties of his office, he gives him these words.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll be there with you. Don't be afraid. And I'm like, dude,
be afraid.
Yeah. So I don't know if you noticed, but several times he called him son of man. And mm-hmm. that is a new phrase. We haven't come across that before.
Okay.
In the Bible.
All right.
And it basically comes to, he's calling him mere human.
Sure.
So he's like, you mere, like basically he's like, you worm, you mountain.
Got it. Okay.
You know, callbacks to
right.
things that, you know, he's called them before. And then when he says, I also wanted to say son of man. I don't know if you recall, but that's a phrase that is used in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh.
Aslan refers to the children as Son of Man and Daughter of Eve.
Got it. So, it's so much nicer there, though.
It is. It is. But it's still kind of...
Sure. No, it's an underhanded way of saying you are beneath me.
Yes.
And low.
Yes.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Mere human. Anytime you call anybody mere anything.
Right.
Like, you're basically calling them small, worthless, and trash.
Now, I suppose we're supposed to take it in the sense that God is so much higher, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, everything to him is
mere.
Low and, yeah, mere.
But I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't respect you just because you have, you know, a doctor coat on or whatever.
Right, yeah.
You know, earn it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I agree.
So at this time, the quote-unquote children of Israel, as he has called them,
yeah,
they still had something of a kingdom in Judah and a temple in Jerusalem. So okay. To go with, you know, the timeline that you were presenting,
right,
those things had not been completely knocked over yet.
Got it.
Okay. So even so, many of them were scattered by the forced exiles under the Assyrians and the Babylonians. So don't forget the Assyrians had come in and done a little bit of damage too.
Right. Right.
Before Babylon kicked their ass.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of upheaval going on
yes.
in that region in general during this yes. time frame. And because like the Israelites were occupied by Egypt before Assyria and then Babylon, and mm-hmm. like there was just all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah, so Israel was just this little small thing, just looking back and forth like a tennis match between these three giant parties going, okay.
Right, yeah.
Could I just live?
Yeah.
And they were like, no.
It's just, and that's the part that bothers me. Sorry, guys. That these guys were taking all this in, it was just politics. It was the upheaval that was going on in that area at the time.
It was just a land grab, and it was just politics.
Right, and they're attributing a lot of God shit to all this.
Right, there was nothing holy about wanting to own all that land.
Right, it was just the way things were. People were conquering this group, and they were conquering the other groups, and you know that's how things were going.
They were fighting for resources. The end.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
So many of them were scattered, blah, 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 blah. And so, like I was telling you, God was saying to Ezekiel that the word was for all of them, regardless of where they live.
Got it.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So then we go on, and Ezekiel is warned that he might suffer cruel treatment at the hands of his countrymen, which I was like,
for good reason, probably.
I'm pretty sure you will, my guy.
Based on history, yes.
But God is telling them, you still got to persevere, though, bro.
Sure.
But that's not the message I took. Like, that's the note of the apologist, is saying that he was told he must persevere no matter what. I will find you. And I'm like, no, what he said was, don't be afraid. Keep going. Don't
right,
be afraid.
Right.
That's not the same thing.
No. No, not at all.
It's not.
Because he says similar. Like, you could say the same thing early on in Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
that he was telling him to persevere and mm-hmm. that he had his back. But ultimately, God did not have Jeremiah's back.
Exactly.
It was very much not that result at the end of it all.
Right, so. Exactly. So whether they heeded his words or not, the people, the Israelites, it was still Ezekiel's duty to deliver that message. And he's also commanded to be fearless, resolute, and faithful in the discharge of his duties.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Ezekiel was not to share the stubborn attitude of the people. And I'm just like, no shit, really? Like, of course. I mean, you're giving him this message. Of course he's not supposed to feel the same way as the people.
Right, right.
He would be the messenger of very unpleasant tidings, like don't shoot the messenger kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that will by its nature expose him to great persecution, just like Jeremiah.
Sure.
And he had to eat the scroll containing God's message.
Wait, what?
That's what actually, when he said, eat my words.
Oh.
That's why I said it's a magic scroll.
Oh.
He's telling
damn.
Him, eat it.
Well, hold on.
So that the word of God is literally inside him.
That is interesting because, okay, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent
I'm
going to
follow you because I think I know where you're going.
There is a legend, a Jewish legend about golems
mm-hmm.
where they eat a scroll
mm-hmm.
and then they are a protector
that,
and
that brings them to life.
Yeah, that brings them to life, and then mm-hmm. they are to do the bidding of whatever that person,
yes.
their master, is to have them do, basically, yes. right? Like, I'm probably not getting that 100% correct.
No, but you have the general of it.
Essentially, so. That's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is I'm very, very interested in the connection here between golems and this verse about Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Is Ezekiel a fucking golem?
He might be. I don't know.
That is really, really
worth intriguing. Looking into. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So he had to eat the scroll containing God's message, thereby signifying that he made God's message his own before giving it to others.
Got it.
Okay. And so, like I said, he would have the word of God literally within him. Okay. Now, I saw some apologists that were like, no, it wasn't literal. He didn't really have to eat a scroll. It was symbolic. It was a symbolic scroll, symbolic words, a symbolic eating, as we all should always eat the word of the Bible and be ravenous and hungry for the word of God within us. And I'm like,
okay, I mean,
that's fine. So then we don't have to take every word literally, bro.
Right.
You know, pick a team, pick a side, pick a lane.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
Right.
So that pretty much wraps up chapter 2, unless you had anything else to add.
No, I do not. I just wanted to mention that our cat has been an asshole here right at the end of our podcast.
Yeah, you've been chasing her around.
She has been quite rambunctious and causing me all kinds of hell. So,
but we persevered.
We persevered.
We did not let the voices of the country bring us to their rebellious ways.
Right.
We were brave in the face of this bad, bad cat.
So, all I'm going to say is that I am very interested in following up with some of this information about the golems and the eating of the words. That's intriguing to me, and I'm assuming we'll get into that in a Q&A at some point, probably.
I will see if I can find anything that even mentions that, and yeah.
We'll try to get into it, because we want to.
Because we want to, yeah. That would be a Q&A Saturday.
Right.
Not today, which is Tuesday.
Yeah, that'll be a deep dive, for
sure. Yeah.
So anyway, that was Ezekiel chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that we'll be back tomorrow, but this one we will not be doing a live on YouTube because tomorrow is Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That episode will release on Wednesday, but we record it on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing our regular Discord episode for mm-hmm. that day.
And that will be Ezekiel chapter 3.
Yep. And we'll see you guys then.
Bye.
All right. So that was
a mess.
Jesus, our cat was being a
little cunt burger. What the fuck, Dagny? Get your life together. What are you doing?
So just for those of you who are here with us on this live, just to go over this with you, our cat has a regular interrupt our podcast routine
mm-hmm.
where she uses the litter box. This time, and twice, actually.
Yeah, and we've tried to wait her out like we did this time.
Yeah.
And she will go back.
Not successfully, yeah.
And she scratches for like 10 minutes.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, it's buried. Stop.
Right. No, when she's not even using the restroom. She's just doing it to fucking piss us off, I think.
Probably.
Get our attention or something. She can't stand that we're not paying attention to her, apparently.
I think it's because we're talking excitedly and loud. And she does tend to get worked up. Like, if we're arguing and we raise our voices, usually she attacks me because she's a daddy's girl.
A little bit like that. But then she tries to get into a cabinet. And I have to open one up so that she doesn't try harder to do something else there. And then she comes over and meows by us and starts scratching at a box.
My God.
Oh.
What are you? Are you the Israelites? I think you are. You're a bad kitten.
Anyway, that was a fun episode.
That was.
I mean, Ezekiel's kind of been fun.
Yeah.
A little bit here right off the bat.
I don't want to say too much because what if, you know, we always get our hearts.
Yeah.
We get our hopes up thinking this will be fun. This will be a good one. And then like 5 episodes in, we're like, never mind, it sucks like all the rest.
Well, that's true, because they tend to get repetitive because they're mm-hmm. written by a regular author.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to judge right off the bat. Like, we're reading something new and seeing how it goes. So.
And new is cool. Mm-hmm.
But this one's got a lot of stuff to comment on and a lot of crazy shit happening. So
yeah.
I'm really enjoying what we're reading so far.
insofar as it's the Bible and insofar as we're atheists and don't believe in God.
Yeah. So
caveat.
Just to mention this one more time before we slide on out of our live here. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our channel so you can catch these in the future. And if you haven't shared this with your friends, what the fuck are you doing? Go share it now. And
I mean, unless your friends, you know, are crazy Christians.
I mean, they could maybe benefit from this too, you know? Is it with a caveat?
I'm just saying.
A really large caveat.
I'm just saying, like, I have some friends I would share it with, yeah. And some friends I would not.
For sure. I mean,
make the safe, wise choice, friends.
Right, for sure. But we hope you enjoyed this live presentation, and we hope you will come back for more. We'll probably be doing another live sometime this week. We may not do this for every episode, but
more often now that we seem to have gotten it to work.
Yeah, if this is, I mean, I got to download this and edit this still, but if this worked out well, we will probably be doing this fairly often. So thank you all for joining us on one of our maybe first successful live streams.
Mm-hmm.
And we
come join us on Discord and
yes.
Tuesdays at 10.
Our Discord is an amazing community. If you guys aren't there already, please look it up and join us there because we have such a blast. And
they are so fun. There's like a regular crowd and they are just very welcoming and open. I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing over there. They always have to talk me in how to get into the fucking stage or room or what the fuck ever it is.
Yeah.
So they're just very warm, helpful, friendly.
And yeah, if you're looking for a good atheist community, I mean, it's a small one right now, but it is my favorite place to be.
It really
with
is.
With regard to any social media community that we are involved in, mm-hmm. our Discord channel is my favorite.
Me too.
And I have a blast over there. And I love talking with everybody that's over there. And we want more people to join because we have such a great time talking about things. So.
And it doesn't always stick to atheism sometimes.
No, yeah.
Or even just the chapter that we just read.
We were talking about Samsung washers the other day. So, I mean, you know.
Were we?
I was.
With one of our
people on there, Fern. So.
We often talk about movies and books.
Yeah.
That's more me than you.
Right. So anyway, thank you everybody for joining us here tonight. And if you watch this after tonight, thank you for picking up and listening to this. And we will see you the next time we do this. So
yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.